the five best things about Windows 7. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Lance Ulanoff, editor-in-chief of PCMag.com, really, really likes Windows 7, which comes out later this week. I asked Ulanoff to name the five best things about the new operating system from Microsoft. So let's start with number one. It's stable.
It seems almost allergic to blue screens. I've been using Windows 7 for almost a year now, and I think I had one blue screen. And that was a video driver, and we updated that. And it's just, it runs smoothly, and it doesn't get in the way of my work.
Number two, Windows 7 is fast.
We're still doing speed tests here at PC Labs, but it feels faster, and I'm not waiting for things to happen. Maybe it's also because it's just easier to use.
The third best thing about Windows 7, it's easy to use.
Well, they've redesigned a bunch of things. They've redesigned the taskbar, which is a place that you spend a lot of time. That's where your applications and your folders appear. So they've made that easier to manage with things called jump lists. So when you mouse over one of those icons, you get this list of activities you could do with that particular app or folder, which is kind of nice and intuitive. So it makes your computing life a lot easier. And then, it just sort of responds to you in ways you might not expect with gesture-based computing.
The fourth best thing about Windows 7, according to Lance Ulanoff with PCMag.com, it's compatible.
For anybody who remembers the Windows Vista fiasco, when it first came out, one of the biggest problems was that it didn't seem to be compatible with things you had bought as recently as 6 months ago. Windows 7 doesn't have that problem. And in fact, Microsoft made a promise when they were building it that Windows 7 would be compatible with all the things that were compatible with Windows Vista. And by and large, that's what I've seen. I haven't had problems plugging in anything, connecting up printers, using it in various ways. It does seem to be compatible with the stuff I use every day.
And finally, number five, Windows 7 is smart.
People get a lot of windows cluttered on their screen. Well, imagine if you can just take your mouse, grab the top of a window, and then shake it back and forth, and everything else minimizes. So it kind of clears away the clutter. If you took a window and threw it to the side, it would say, oh, you meant to resize that window, so it fits next to the window that's next to it. And networking, on many levels, is much smarter. It has something called Home Group, which means that if you have multiple Windows 7 PCs at home, you only need to enter the same code into each one, and they can all see each other. And it also is better at finding wireless networks and makes it just easier. It seems to be more aware of the things you want to do, and to me, that's smarter.
A lot of people really liked Windows Vista when it came out. The reviews were fairly positive, but they turned out to be quite wrong. What are the chances that everyone's going to be wrong about Windows 7, that it's getting these glowing reviews, but it's going to be a disaster like Vista?
You know, I hope not. But I think part of the problem with Vista was that expectations were way too high. The marketing campaign was ridiculous. It said, get ready for the wow. And it didn't feel like wow at all. It was a painful experience. You'll notice that Microsoft doesn't run around saying that. And, you know, Windows 7 is not a fundamental shift from everything that's come before. It's a good evolution. I think they took all the things that were broken in Vista and made them better.
Lance Ulanoff is editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.